I'm receptive. To walk in the light of the world. I'm walking in.
I'm walking in.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen to the professional thanks. Okay. Are you the Bible? Acts 2. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. Therefore these are not drunken as they suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, said, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. And on my servant and on my handmaid would I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Glory, glory, glory. Now we said, if you've been with us for quite a while, you will know that Peter is doing an explanation here. Peter is teaching, right? Right?
Yes.
He's true. This is the same Peter that was sitting before the debate. But now, after Acts of Apostles chapter 2, after their encounter, Peter became bold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know something about the Holy Ghost? You know something about the Spirit coming upon the believer? It makes us bold. It makes us bold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It makes us bold. I remember I used to be a very shy guy in school then. Hallelujah. But for my primary school. Yes, I started preaching at an early age, but preaching to one or two. But I was scared of standing in front of the class to preach. But you know, the day I started speaking in tongues, I became bold. Very bold. I stood up in front of the class. And then I preached. Bold, not being scared. Hallelujah. Became very bold. Walk on the streets and preach the gospel with much boldness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not being ashamed of the gospel. That is what the Spirit upon us. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. So Peter was this kind of guy that was sitting, afraid. When Jesus was killed, Peter went into hiding. Him and his disciples, they went into hiding. Hallelujah. But after Jesus was done speaking there, by Acts 2, hallelujah. Glory to God. By Acts 2, when the Holy Ghost fell on them, when they had the Holy Ghost baptism, right? When they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. What happened? Peter stood up. The shy Peter cannot speak. And that is what we're having after conversion. We will be moved. Miracle signs and wonders will don't through your head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And men will be saved. In their number, they will be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Peter stood up. And then he talked. He said, these are not drunk as he supposed, seeing that it's but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. So he went to Joel again. So with that, Peter is teaching good because he was a good student. Jesus taught them. Hallelujah. 40 days. So Peter is teaching just like Jesus. Glory to God. And what would they be teaching for? They will be teaching from the one who called Old Testament good. Old Testament. And I told you, there's nothing like the Old Testament books, rather, is used for reference. Amen? The Old Testament books, there's no... Listen now. Listen, and you need to hear this. The Old Testament
But yet, Old Testament book is for reference. Glory to God. Glory to God. You need it? Come on, take it. Amen.
The word Old Testament is used for reference. Now, I sent this to her and I said, the Old Testament is
this. Hallelujah. It's not a book. But what we call those books is for reference. It's not that it's a book. The Old Testament is an action of people. We saw that, right? Right? Yes. So within Genesis to Malachi, will you find Old Testament? We said yes. Will you find New Testament there? Yes. Hallelujah. We saw all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's get into what we have today. So they will read from the Old Testament books, as I said, in reference, right? Glory to God. Jesus, in Luke 24, we explain the event of his death and resurrection from the scripture. From the scripture. Verses 27, it says, verse 26, it says, utter the cry of somebody sin and enter into his glory. It says, and beginning at Moses, 27, he expounded unto them, beginning at Moses, shows you the importance of Moses in scripture. If you take away Moses from scripture, you don't have scripture. Because Moses is the beginning of scripture. It says beginning at Moses. Akei Moses means Moses is the beginning. The word there for Akei Moses, it means Moses is the pattern. It's the pattern of writing in scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul was speaking to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. He said to him, from a child you have known the holy scripture. Amen. Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now when you call scripture, the one was it referring to as scriptures? Is it Matthew, Mark, Luke and John? No, it was not written. Hallelujah. What he was referring to as scriptures is Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John was not in the days of Timothy and Paul. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Verse 16 said, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when Paul was actually writing the epistles, what they had with them was their Bible. What was their Bible? Genesis down to Malachi. But today we have the opportunity of having Matthew down to Revelation. Hallelujah. Also, glory to God. Glory to God. Now let's stay a bit with what Peter said and where he was reading from. We say he was reading from Joel. Let's get down a bit to Joel. From Joel. Joel 2:28. Joel 2:28. Quickly, let's get down to Joel. Joel 2, verse 28. Are you there? Hallelujah. He said, it shall come to pass afterwards. Afterwards. He said, I will pour out my spirit. Now, we said that was the afterwards that Peter called last days, right? Now, I told you last days doesn't refer to an end of the world, doesn't refer to rapture. 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 Like rupture in a culture. Or vulture. Glory to God. It's like last days. You know, we're in the last days. Let's just be, because Amen. Glory to God. No, emphatically no. Amen. Glory to God. Now I told you the word last days in the Greek is that Greek word eschatos, meaning Peter is saying at last. Hallelujah. He's saying that today, he shall come to pass at last. Glory to God. And God said, we'll pour the Spirit upon our flesh. Meaning what you are seeing now is what Joel has spoken of. Hallelujah. Hope you are seeing that. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Now we use the word afterwards here. We say is that Hebrew word to show events, right? Events that will proceed, or activities that will proceed from a major event. Afterwards. That which proceeds from a major, there's a major event, and the activities afterwards that comes after that event is called, is what you call afterwards there. Amen. Akar. It shall come to pass afterwards. Now, what is the activity? What is the main activity? Right? What is it? Look at Joel 2, verse 1. That's where it starts from. He says, you have to read from verse 1 to 28. So let's see what the activity is and the afterwards, right? We've known what the afterwards is. Now, what is the activity? He said, blow ye your trumpets in Zion and sound an alarm in the holy mountains. Hallelujah. He said, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. He said, the day of the Lord cometh, for it's near at hand. Now, the day of the Lord is not rapture. He said, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord is a Moses language. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is used for the seventh day. Hallelujah. It's the day of the Lord. The Lord's day. Hallelujah. The Lord's day is called the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Where the Lord enters into his rest. Glory to God. When the Lord is done with his work, heaven and earth together. I showed us that earlier on. Glory to God. The Lord's day. So the Lord's day is not rapture. The Lord's day is not in the future. The Lord's day is the resurrection today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember saying this to us in 2018. Yeah, 2018, December. I said this to us so that you remember. I said to us that when you hear the word resurrection, it says, I told you the word resurrection is the beginning that looks like, a new beginning that looks like an end. Did you remember that? A beginning that looks like an end. So look, it's an end, but it's not an end, it's the beginning. A new beginning. Glory to God. A new beginning. The Lord's day. Hallelujah. The Lord's day. The Lord's day. Then we ask ourselves last year, what does the Lord do on his day? When the Lord visits, what does he visit with? We said salvation, right? When the Lord visits, when he comes, what does he come with? Salvation. Glory to God. You know what I'm doing? I'm making you go back to listen again to last year's convention. You go back and listen to it again. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the visit is for salvation. Glory to God. Glory to God. When it got to, and in God's salvation, you find what? Judgment for unbelief. I have always said that to you. So when the Lord visited Sodom, what was it for? And let me catch some people. The Lord visited Sodom, what was it for? Salvation. When God visited Sodom, what was it for? To destroy Sodom. Was it to destroy Sodom? For what? He went to rescue Lot. Hallelujah. Amen. So in rescuing Lot, you will find judgment for unbelief. That's very simple. Hallelujah. He went to rescue Lot. Very simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God's visit. Okay, so the Lord's day, that's where we stopped, right? Okay, now we said this earlier. We said the Lord's day is what? The resurrection, right? Did we say this earlier on? This morning? The Lord's day is the resurrection. Now, Jesus will say, look at this in John chapter 2. Let's see Jesus' reference to his day, because Jesus is God. Let's see reference of Jesus to his day. John 2. Now, verses 1. Now, on the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So Jesus went for wedding. He didn't do the joining, though. Did Jesus do the joining here? He didn't, but he went for wedding party, you know? Amen. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Now, they came to meet Jesus. Now, Jesus' use of words will be scriptural. Now, they came to meet Jesus and said, they have no wine. Now, wine in scriptures, everybody look up. Sometimes you see some people busy writing, as if they are hearing you. Look up. Okay, look up now. Leave your pen. It's what you understand, you write. Now, when you pick your Bible or you pick your notes, you'll be able to understand. Some people pick their notes. They say, well, how did I get here? How did I get here? It is because you are not listening. You are just writing. I see you are in government class. No, government class where we have the longest notes. Government and intro tech. No, biology is... Amen. Then in intro tech, we usually have it two sections in the morning on the Wednesday. So we will be in assembly ground. Before we get to the class, the teacher has written everything on the board. He said, start copying the notes. Copy which notes? You just messed up the board. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's get into what we're looking at. Now, I said, look up. What was I about to say now? We are using true tech now to get up. You get that? Eh? Now, yeah, wine. Now, Jesus' use of wine will be scriptural. Hallelujah. Amen. So they told him they have no wine. Now, wine for Moses is used for a new beginning, used for the Spirit. Amen. It is for the Spirit. Now, they told him they have no wine. Now, from Jesus' mom, that was correct. Really, man has no wine. Hallelujah. Man is without the Spirit of God. Did you see that? They have no wine. Fine. Then, Jesus said unto her, woman. Now, he said, they have no wine. That's the reality that they have. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto his servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And he went ahead and he did the miracle. Now watch. Some people have interpreted that thing wrongly. How have they interpreted it wrongly? They say, even though Jesus could not do miracles, right? The mother made him do the miracles. Because is that the hour was his hour, like, it wasn't his hour for miracles, but the mother made him do miracles. But people now made it as a doctrine. If you sin, you go to the mother. I don't understand. How did you arrive at that? They didn't go to meet the mother. Amen. The Bible says they had no wine. Jesus said to the mom, my hour is not come. Right? They were not the one that went to meet the mother. The mother has anything asked you to do, do it. And he left. She left. So where did you read that? Is the mother that will now persuade you? Say, please. So you now go to, you have sinned, you go through Mary. Mary will now go and plead to Jesus so that your sins can be forgiven. Igbo man will say, Nekwanu. Hey. What is this? If Jesus didn't want to do miracles, let there be 100 mothers, he will not still do it. Amen. Let there be 2 million mothers. Cry, you suck my breath, you suck my he will not still do it. Amen. You have to understand what was the communication there about. When Jesus said, my hour is not yet come, was not hour for miracles. Was not for miracles. It is his hour. Because he knows when man will have the new wine will be in the resurrection. In the resurrection, man will have the Spirit. Watch it. In the resurrection, what would man have? The Spirit. So he said, my hour has not come. My hour when man would have the new wine is not yet come. Therefore, he went ahead and he did the miracle as a pointer of what will happen in the resurrection. Man will have the new wine. So wasn't the mother that made him do the miracles? He did the miracle to point man to his hour. In his hour, what will you have? The new wine. Hallelujah. Open up with me. Now you can write that down. No, now you write it well. Amen. Let's go ahead a bit. His hour. John 14 quickly. We've seen his hour. Let's see his day also. John 14. I'll start from verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now he's speaking about his resurrection. He said he will pray the Father. Now that word, the word pray there, is the word eratau. Eratau. Eratau is used for what is given when the task is completed. Amen. What is given when the task is completed? So what is the task? The resurrection. So what would we have in the resurrection? The Spirit. He said, I'll pray the Father, he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he shall dwell with you and be in you. Say, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Hallelujah. He said, yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye live also. Verse 20, and at that day, which day? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Easter. Which one? Resurrection. There is Easter day. It's only Easter day. Easter day. It's Easter day. Amen. In that day, glory to God. At that day, right? Which day is that? Say resurrection. That is his day. That is his hour. So the resurrection is not a particular day in the month, or in the, it's not a particular day in the week, or a particular day in the year. It's not a particular celebration, Easter celebration. No, that day is the day of the resurrection. The day where the Spirit, where man have the Spirit. Hallelujah. Where he resurrected. Hallelujah. So it's not a particular day. No. Amen. Everyone who is born again is found in that day. Hallelujah. In his day. In his day. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. So we are in his day. I'm in his day. Hallelujah. His resurrection is not a particular day. The resurrection is the believer's everyday life. We live in his resurrection. I live in his resurrection. Hallelujah. I live in the reality of his resurrection. Glory to God. So I will say like this. I will say my days are in his day. My hours are in his day. My weeks are in his day. My months are in his day. My years are in his day. I live in his day. I talk in his day. I function in his day. I am in his day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in his day. I'm in his day. I'm never going out because I'm there. Glory to God. I'm in his day. Glory, glory, glory. You say it always. I'm in his day. My days are in his day. Every second of my life is in his day. I don't function outside his day. I am in his day. His Spirit is in his day. I have the Holy Ghost. I'm in his day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say that always. You say that always. We'll get to that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, meetings like this will change your talk. It will change your confession. Hallelujah. Your confession will change from today. You know, with the way you talk after today, men will say, where did you go to? Hallelujah. What did you see? You are just too positive. Someone told me that. He said, you always... The person said to me, he said, I always keep complaining, but the only thing you say is, it's well. It'll be fine. He said, don't you see challenges? I said, even if challenges come, I know the greater one lives inside. Hallelujah. Challenges will come. It's part of it. But you know, the greater one lives inside. You know, I told you, you must know how to weather the storm. Amen. The believer is a man for all seasons. Glory to God. You are like your father, God. In Genesis 1, when it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 2, there was darkness. God didn't say, hey, there's darkness. No. In the darkness, he said, I am light. His confession didn't change. Hallelujah. He came around to see Adam and Eve, and they've both sinned. Hallelujah. He didn't say, hey, everything has scattered. Oblate. He didn't say that. Glory to God. He didn't say that. But when he shows up, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, oh, them, who told you you are naked? Hallelujah. The Bible says, if I when he was showing up, the Bible says, the voice of the Lord was walking in the garden. That means he was showing up talking. Hallelujah. He was showing up talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How about you? I'm the king's kid, right? You say that? So what do you say with your mouth? What do you say with your mouth? Hallelujah. You say, I'm the king's kid. The greater one lives in me. It doesn't matter the challenges. Challenges can show up, but I know the greater one lives in me. I'll come out of it with victory. Hallelujah. Amen. You change your talk. Come on. I'm in the Lord's day. I'm in the Lord's day. I'm in the Lord's day. Glory to God. Amen. So his day, the Lord's day, is the day of the resurrection. So when you get back to Joel now says it will come to pass afterwards, meaning in the resurrection there are activities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will come to pass afterwards. Now let's see how he explained it to others. Now let's get back to Joel. I want to show you something. Joel 2. Look at that 28. It says, and it shall come to pass afterwards. Now, when you use the word and it shall come to pass afterwards, there was something he was explaining. And then, the verse 28 was a further explanation of what he was saying. Look at verse 23, quickly. Let's get back to 23. It says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord's day. Isn't that your God? For he giveth you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, for the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Hallelujah. Watch it. It's just saying the same event. He said, God will cause the rain to come down on you. He says, what? The former rain, which is called the early rain, and the latter rain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in explaining this, he now gets to 28. He now says, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. That is the rain. Hallelujah. But let's see a few things. It says, now let's see what the rain does in verse 24. Right? Right? 24. It says, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And now it says it will flow with wine and oil. That means the rains will cause harvest. The rain, God's rain, will cause harvest. Look at Acts 2. How many people got saved? 3,000. Watch it. How many people got saved? 3,000. It will cause harvest. There will be harvest. In Acts 4, verses 29 to 31, the Bible says the place where they were was shaking. Said they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with what? Boldness. And the Bible there recorded that it was added to them what? Multitude. So the rain will cause harvest. Hallelujah. The rain will cause what? Harvest. Oh, we are in the season of harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rain will cause harvest. Look at 25. And I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the palm worms and the great army which I have sent amongst you. See, I will restore. Hallelujah. So that rain is a rain of restoration, a rain of renewal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the rain is a rain of renewal. Hallelujah. Also showed you that these are Moses' technologies, right? Did I tell you that earlier on? Hallelujah. Look at Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11 quickly. Deuteronomy 11. Hallelujah. Verse 14. It says, look at verse 14. It says, and I'll give you the rain of your land. I'll give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather thy corn and thy wine and thy palm oil. Hallelujah. And I will send grasses in thy field for cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Is that so? It's a rain for harvest. Glory to God. A rain for harvest. Glory to God. In Jeremiah 5, verse 24. Jeremiah 5, 24. So the rain, the latter rain, the earlier and the latter rain, is a rain for harvest. Is a rain for harvest. Glory to God. Zechariah, quickly. Amen. Did I say Zechariah? Jeremiah, sorry, I was rushing to Zechariah. I was being fast. Okay. Jeremiah. Chapter 5, quickly. Jeremiah 5. Are you there? Okay. Verse 24. It says, neither say in thy heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. You see that? Appointed weeks of the harvest. So when the rain of God is mentioned, when you find the rain, God's rain is for harvest. Zechariah. Oh, glory to God. We'll get to Zechariah. And we'll also look at Zechariah again tonight. Zechariah, quickly. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Are you there? It says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. It says, ask the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Hallelujah. Everyone grass in the field. That means renewals, right? Increase, right? So it's a rain for renewals. It's a rain for what? Renewals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And when you get back to Joel, you will discover that that was what Joel explained as the point of the Spirit afterwards. So therefore, in Acts 2, what did they receive? Supernatural rain. Hallelujah. God's supernatural rain. Not going to be physical rain. The physical rain can be a pointer, right? We read in the Old Testament books, right? But it's actually a supernatural rain. Supernatural rain. And in that rain, eyes were opened to see supernaturally. In that rain, there were moves of the Holy Ghost. There were moves of the Holy Ghost. Moves of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's see Peter's explanation about these rains of renewal. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Look at Acts of Apostles again. Acts 3. I think I should round off here and then we'll get into some other details. Acts 3, 11. 19. It says, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You see that? That your sins may be blotted out. It says, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Watch what it says there. Remember, we say there, these are rains of refreshing, rains of renewal, right? Now, Peter is saying, the rains of refreshing, The times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Now, what is the word presence there? The word presence there is from the Greek word prospon. Prospon. The word prospon is used for an appearing. An appearing. In that Acts of Apostles chapter 3 verse 13, it spoke about the in the presence of Pilate, the face of Pilate. So the word prospon is used for a face, an appearing. Now the appearing there was not referring to rapture, but referring to the appearing in the resurrection. Amen. So it says, this times of refreshing will come from the resurrection. So where do we have times of refreshing from? From the resurrection. Hallelujah. Where does it come from? The resurrection. Glory to God. Glory to God. Signs of refreshing will come from the resurrection. Is that the Lord's day? Is that the Lord's day? The resurrection, is it the Lord's day? Now, the times of refreshing, is that the afterward series of events? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So the word postpone is used for the resurrection. Look at Acts 2, verse 28. That's the word countenance. It said, thou hast made me, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. The word countenance there is the word resurrection, postpone, without countenance. So what do you have in the resurrection? Full of joy. Did you see that? Do you see that? Yes. Amen. So when you hear rains there, they are rains of renewal. Hope you are with me. Rains of renewal. Supernatural. Supernatural. We will put the spirit within upon. Hallelujah. We put it upon. We put it upon. We don't put it once in a week. We don't put it once in 10 days. We don't put it once in a year. We don't wait for every convention to put it on. No, we put it on all the time. We're full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're full of the Holy Ghost. And then, under that, when that happens, there are supernatural happenings. Rains. Hallelujah. Things to see. Things to hear. Things to see. Things to hear. Hallelujah. Things to see. Things to hear. The reigns of God are reigns for renewal. Renewal, freshness. That's what the Holy Ghost fire is for. That's what the Holy Ghost fire is for. That's what the Holy Ghost fire is for. The Holy Ghost fire is not to kill enemies. It's not to kill enemies. I've told you that a million times. The Holy Ghost fire is for the believer. Hallelujah. It's for the believer. The fire of the Holy Ghost. So Paul will say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, he said, quench not the spirit fire. You have an instruction not to quench it. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means there is something called the fire of the Holy Ghost that we must not quench. Say, quench not the spirit fire. There's the fire of the Holy Ghost that we must not quench. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We mustn't quench it. We must keep it up. Glory to God. In Ephesians 5, verses 18, it says, don't be drunk with wine when it's excess. He said, but be thou filled. I heard that first from Parkin and Hagen. He said, be thou continually filled with the Holy Ghost. So that means the being filled with the Holy Ghost is not a one-time experience. It's a continuous believer's experience. You keep the fire on. Hallelujah. You keep it on. You keep it on. Hallelujah. You keep it up. We keep it up. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means we can stir up the things of the Spirit. Right? We can stir up the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can stir it up from within. And at the same time too, the things of the Spirit too can also be activated Activated. Permit me to use that word activated. Activated, yes. And also, can the things of this can be activated, right? Refreshed when we are gathered together. Hope you're hearing me. When we are gathered together, it can be activated, it can be refreshed. We can receive renewals. We can receive the rains when we are gathered. Hallelujah. In this atmosphere. When hands are laid. Glory to God. We'll see a couple of that shortly. Okay, in Acts of Apostles. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8. The Bible says from verses 14. When they heard that Samaria, Philip went down to Samaria and preached the word. When they heard that Samaria has received the word, they sent Peter and John. Right? Because the spirit that was not yet fallen on any one of them. So they sent them. Now the Bible says when they got there, hallelujah, they laid hands on them and the Holy Ghost fell. Glory to God. Simon saw something and he tried to offer them money. Seeing that by the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. So that means the things of the spirit are stirred up, are given. So they say, I have everything inside. I have everything. It's not that it's wrong, but you can't take away that ministry of laying on of hands. You can't take away that ministry of when we are gathered together. We will have the moves of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We will have the moves of the Holy Ghost. We'll have the moves of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes some people get so stereotyped. They get so stereotyped. They will have the moves of the Holy Ghost. And we can, you see, sometimes hands might not be laid, but you can. We can stir it up. We can stir it up. We can stir it up. Activities in the spirit. Amen. We can stir it up. Stir it up. Utterance, right? Primary. Amen. Utterance. Words, tongues, interpretations. Right? And then you watch the waves. I've thought of that. Watch the waves. Watch the waves. There's a flow. There's a direction. Some people, you see people rejoicing. You are looking at that. What are you standing and doing? Amen. Rejoicing is of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in Luke chapter 24 verse 65. When Jesus was taken out of their sight, the disciples on their way back. When Jesus was taken out of their sight, the Bible says he went up into heaven. Heaven there is not the skies. Heaven there is where he will be found in the spirit. Right? Right? So they understood that. Now the Bible says when he was taken out of their sight, they came back with what? Great joy. Great joy. Amen. People just start a galley. See, why do people just do like this? What is it? Why do people just go like, woo? What is this for? What is it about? Well, it's of the Holy Ghost. It's of the Holy Ghost. I say this and I always say it. I've told us and I will always say it. There's no part in the scripture where we are told to come to church to dance. Some people don't like hearing it, but that's the truth. Come and dance. You come to dance, I didn't kill you. You're dancing the tigi in church. In church. Amen. We will dance and shift backwards. Amen. We're not taught to dance in church. We're taught to rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Rejoice. I taught you that. Amen. We're taught to rejoice. Rejoice. In Luke 10, they came to meet Jesus. Luke 10, that demons were subject to them in his name. And Jesus said, look at Luke 10. I'll show you this. Glory to God. So I'm showing you how to start. Amen. Glory to God. Luke 10. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, the devils are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. For none shall by any means hurt you. And I said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that spirit are subject to you. but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Did you see that? So Jesus changed what they were rejoicing for. They were rejoicing for miracles. He said, no, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So that means you rejoice for eternal truth. Look at the next part. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Come on, stop. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Stop. In that hour, Jesus did what? No. I think your Bible is wrong. In that hour, Jesus danced in the spirit. Rejoice? No. No, you must be wrong. In that hour, Jesus danced assurance. Is that not what is in your Bible? No. In that hour, Jesus danced, I'm not available. Are you sure? He not dance, I'm not available. Does that not what he danced? Ah. No. In that hour, Jesus danced, Spider-Man. you're laughing. No. In that hour, Jesus danced, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In that hour? I don't think it's inside your Bible. What did Jesus do in that hour? Amen. Sit down first. We're getting somewhere. He rejoiced. Now, the word rejoice is the word agalio. Agalio. Agalio is not passive. We just now we rejoice. You are giving eye. No. Agalio is not when you invite comedians to come and crack you up in church. Church. That's a slap. Amen. Comedians come and be cracking you up. You know, you need a comedian to crack you up in church. We should knock your head and drill a hole in your head. I'm telling you. Comedians, you say, sir, when are we going to invite Agodai? You're actually going to die. to church. We should remove everything in your head and pour water. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Amen. The word agalio is from the word where you have agalis. Now it's the word for exuberant joy. When you say, we're just doing the joy and then we couldn't even start. Could that be God? Mm-mm. Look at your brain. Say, how is that people will just be running? How? Well, agalio means exuberant joy. Wild joy. It's from the word agalitis. Agalitis is how you try to walk and that's if you want to fall. Amen. That's agalitis. Amen. You know, how many of you have seen Jasmine try to walk around? Right? When she was trying to walk. I know Monarchy have expired. Can I listen to that example? So, you see, trying to walk as if she wants to fall. Right? Amen. Agalio. It also means to throw your leg. Now, when you dance, it's coordinated. Right? When you dance, it's coordinated. When you do, it's tiggy. Right? Or you do, which one again? Shaku. Or which one again? Azonto. You guys are old. Those songs are sha. Amen. Those songs are sha. Tete. Yes, you're talking Azonto. Man of God. But you can see into the future, right? Man of God, the prophet. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I remember when I was preparing for my wedding, somebody said she was going to teach me dance steps. So she tried to, a member of church that was going to be with the Lord. So she tried. She taught me. I was learning. I was like, this thing is not interesting. She said, no, pastor, you have to learn it. You cannot go to the dance floor. And then, so I was telling my wife that when I get to Abuja, I'm going to beat you. All right, that dance, somebody is teaching me. So I was learning it very well. In fact, I will go home. I will leave base. I will drive home. And I'll go to the mirror and I'll be dancing. I'll be dancing all those things. Like, ah, God will not shame us. Hey, this wedding thing. God will not shame us. When I got to the hall, when he saw your plate, everything room. I couldn't even remember a dance step. The whole dance step just went. Glory to God. And after that, I was not going to learn any dance step again. Because it doesn't work. Could it work? Amen. Now I'm not thinking. How? They were just playing song. God doing. I'll just be rejoicing. Amen. I trust that is what wisdom will do in the coming days. In the coming days. Am I speaking by the Spirit? Amen. Amen. Let's come by the church here now. Amen. So agalio means to throw your legs in uncoordinated, in an uncoordinated form. It's to throw your leg in reckless abandonment. Reckless abandonment. Amen. Amen. So when you say, woo, that's agalio. Reckless abandonment. Hallelujah. Amen. And it doesn't come with doing and you're booning. No, it comes with a smile. It comes with a laugh. Hallelujah. It comes with a laugh. I don't need someone to crack me up. I know how to laugh. I got to mean to roar. To roar. Hallelujah. 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 He means to roar. Woo! Amen. 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 Woo! Glory to God. Means to leap. Amen. To leap. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. That's a galu. And he comes with a laugh. He said, why are they laughing? You know, the first time I and my friend in 2006, yeah, we were watching one of the messages of Parkin Hagen, right? And they just got laughing when the spirit gets to moving. I will never forget that message. When the spirit gets to moving, 2005. And they began to laugh. My friend's dad just said, what's wrong? Are these guys in the car? Why are they just laughing like that? There's no comedian. Well, you don't need a comedian. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Psalm chapter 2, the Bible says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. So God is a laughing God. God is a laughing God. God rejoices. So Jesus rejoices. Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down. So that's how it starts. I don't know how you get into the flow. Right? Right? That's how it starts. Like you're here right now. You just rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. There's always that flow. There's always that flow. There's always that flow. And in these meetings, in these sections, we are having rains of renewal. It's not just that you are just jumping and drawing and laughing, things are happening. There are drops of the, you know, there are rains of the Spirit on you. Your eyes are open. There are renewals coming up. Your lost boldness, you're getting it back. Your ministry, you're getting it back. In a full measure. We are a charismatic church and we're getting it back. Hallelujah. 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 We're getting it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're getting your boldness back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're having those rains here. We're having those rains here. We're having those rains here. Oh, glory to God. For some of you, you stop seeing visions. Maybe because you've gotten into something, you think you've gotten into some things. Well, your visions are restored back. In this place, they are restored back. Yeah, your visions are restored back. I know what I'm talking about. They are restored back. And this time in a fuller measure. Yes. This time in a fuller measure. Yes. In a fuller measure. In a fuller measure. Yeah, in a fuller measure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I speak to someone here who, before now, you stop believing in laying on of hands. You stop believing in it. You've been having doubts, but, you know, as you were in the meetings, in the sections, yesterday until today, you had, in fact, yesterday, you had the promptings to touch somebody, but you were scared. But today, you had that boldness to do it, and you saw results. Hallelujah. You saw results. Now, the Lord said for me to tell you that He has restored that back. That you keep believing it. You know who I'm talking about. You know that I know I'm talking to you, even if I'm not looking at you. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to you. You've gotten it back. Now, don't stop laying hands. Don't stop laying hands. No, you keep laying hands. For that ministry is back again. And that ministry is back again. Because, you know, you were surprised. You were surprised. But it pays to obey the law. You've gotten that ministry back. And no one that you touch will ever fall sick. I mean, any sickness, any sick person you touch will be healed of their sicknesses. Sorry, that's what I was about to say. Amen. 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 And when you lay hands, you will see ministries. Ministries will be given. Will be given. So, those are renewals already taking place. Those are renewals already taking place. Some of you are finding your voice in the work of the ministry. You are finding your voice again. You're finding your voice again. You are getting bold and bolder. You're coming back again. Yeah. Yeah. It's happening in this place. And it's happening right now. There are rains already flowing here. Okay. That rain is flowing here. And I'm going to show you that I want to give you a sign of it. Some of you are having sensations of the Holy Ghost on your body. Some cold, some warm, but you're having it right now. Some of you, you know, ever since I laid hands, I touched your hands, you started having fire burning your hands. It's happening right now. Those are rains of the Spirit in this place. They're happening. They're happening. Just where you are, just be thanking God and stay praying in tongues under your breath. Just be praying in tongues under your breath. That rains. And be conscious of it. Oh, it will flow from there into vision. Right here, right now, right here, right now, right here, right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 The rain, 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 rain. Supernatural rain is falling. So when you get home today, go and start laying hands. Oh, supernatural rains everywhere. Supernatural rains everywhere. Take that song. Yahweh, the glory cloud is here. Fresh fire, fresh fire.